So why did only one leper return to give thanks to Jesus for that extraordinary cure? Leprosy was such a dreaded disease, it forced people to retreat far from their social circles. It was a horrible, horrible disease to be afflicted with. So what happened to the other nine lepers? Why didn't they return to Jesus to give thanks? Well, I might surmise maybe they were so excited by their cure that they just wanted to go home. They wanted to see their family again. Maybe they immediately started to rebuild their lives. I guess we could think of several reasons why they were so distracted that they didn't even go back to thank Jesus. As I reflect on this gospel passage, I can't help but think of what's happening now in our culture. I saw some disturbing statistics in the Steubenville Register this past week, maybe you did too. The statistics stated that in 1973, about 34% of participants raised Catholics were attending Mass weekly or more often when they were adults. By 2002, the number had fallen to 20%, and in 2022, it had fallen to 11%. That's a dramatic decline. So why? What are the reasons? Could the answer be found in terms of a lack of faith? Could it be because of the advent of the internet? In the late 90s, when the internet hit the scene, there was a huge spike in the percentage of youth who no longer identify with any religion. I'm sure we've probably all seen this happening even within our own families, unfortunately. So when we look at the story of the lepers from the gospel today, do you think there's a connection between the lack of gratitude then and the lack of gratitude now? Eucharist means thanksgiving. If a person is weak in faith, he or she might not realize the duty they have to give thanks to God for all that God has done for us. So too, perhaps those nine lepers were weak in faith. They didn't realize, perhaps, that it was Jesus, God incarnate, who had done this great service to them. As you can well agree, they owed him thanksgiving. Of course, they owed him a profound gratitude, just like we do today. But with the loss of faith comes a loss of thanksgiving to God. Perhaps in our culture today, people don't even think about the freedom Christ has gained for us by his death on the cross. There seems, at times, you think, there seems like a total disregard for religion among many people. And so naturally, there's not that feeling of gratitude for the salvation that Christ has won for us. And as a consequence, many people leave the church. So, how do we go about countering this growing problem? Believe me, lots of people have pondered various solutions. I think we live in difficult times as far as faith is concerned, as far as the church is concerned. What did our Lord do when he gave the people a teaching on the gift he was offering of his body and blood? Most of the crowd, as you know, walked away. Remember that account in chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel. Did Jesus change anything about his teaching? No. As a matter of fact, he even asked his apostles if they wished to go. But St. Peter spoke up and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." So it is today. We're called to remain faithful to Jesus and to his work of salvation. Even if we're the only ones left, we have to be faithful to him. And perhaps we have to be even more committed to him than ever before. Attending the Holy Eucharist must be a constant in our lives. Eucharist means thanksgiving. And we don't want to be one of those 9 lepers who failed to give thanks. We want, hopefully, to be like that faithful leper who thought to go back to render thanks. We have, through our faith, a realization of the many blessings God gives to us. The fact that he sent us Jesus to rescue us when we were helpless to save ourselves. That should be reason enough to give him thanks. And added to that, there are a host of other things that we can add to that list of things to be grateful for. I might add that there does seem to be more people now entering the Catholic Church these days. Look at OCIA. So that's a positive thing, sure. That's what's happening in a lot of circles. People are looking for spiritual meaning, and they're finding it in renewed ways in the church. So we praise God for that. And may this trend continue, and may each of us do our part to live fully our holy faith so we can be a good example to others.